Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
What have we got for us people this afternoon?
What have we got? We've got this lovely young man in here, mm-hmm. and his name is Paul McCathy, and he's from Goodleaf Climbing.
Goodleaf Tree Climbing?
Yes.
That does what it says on the tin, I imagine.
Exactly, it does what it does on the tin. Thanks for having me in.
Welcome, Paul. Sorry, we didn't introduce you.
So, yeah, we've been taking people tree climbing here on the island now for, well, this is our 15th year this year.
Wow.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we're getting the hang of it. our home is down in Apley Park and Ride. And we've been quite happy down there. Going tree climbing, playing around in the park, going for the odd swim, you know, generally having a ball down there.
I bet, yes. So any particular trees you have to pick?
Yeah, we operate out of one grand old oak tree down there. Mm. It's a beautiful old specimen, about 200 years old.
Oh, wow.
If you think of a classic oak tree in a parkland setting, so big and wide and spreading.
Mm. Lovely.
And it's probably 18, getting up to about 20 metres tall.
Well,
that is quite a tall tree.
And you go right to the top?
Nearly to the top, yeah, yeah. The branches get a bit thin at the top, so yeah. we stop before we get there.
Right.
So to do this, you presumably have a reasonable amount of safety equipment as well.
Yeah, yeah, safety equipment up to our eyeballs. So we use ropes and harnesses to support you in the tree. It keeps you nice and safe. But also it lets you access places in the tree that you normally couldn't get to if you were just climbing around in there.
I was going to say, when I was a lad, I used to climb trees because that's what you do. But there were bits that were not going up there because it looked too dodgy.
Yeah. And we've always been, you know, in that situation up in the trees sometimes. If you're just climbing around, getting up is one thing. Sometimes getting down can be twice as hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the idea of...
Probably because you can't see where you're going.
Yeah, you can't. But I like the idea of having safety gear that helps you do it in both directions.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. So we show you a technique on how to get up into the tree using ropes and harnesses. And then you get to abseil back down again too, which is a good thrill.
Ah, now that's interesting. So you come down quite quickly, really.
You can do. You're under your own control, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's good fun.
So is there an age limit up or down as to who can do it?
Okay, so yeah, we start from 8 years old.
Yeah.
Our current oldest person is just over 80.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Really?
So we're looking to break the 82-year-old mark, if anyone out there is up for it.
The 82-year ceiling, we're looking to smash through that. I don't mean to be this as a daft question. Do you have to be qualified to run a tree climb?
Yeah, indeed you do. So my background is with trees and tree climbing. I'm a freelance tree climbing instructor. For an organisation called Elantra, which are an awarding body. So we've been teaching people how to climb trees for 15 years, and I teach the odd person commercially as well. So your tree surgeons out there have to learn the trade somehow.
They don't all go up on hydraulic platforms.
No, they're more and more prevalent these days, but you get some situations where you can't get a platform in, so it's rope and harness.
Interesting.
So is it just able-bodied people who can climb trees, or can people in wheelchairs do it?
We take anyone that's willing, really.
Okay.
So here on the island we run under a scheme, the Short Breaks Program.
Yep.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is brilliant. We've got one coming up on the 30th of March for short breaks.
Yep.
Anyone that has a card, a gateway card, can come come for a climb with us.
Ooh. That's worth it. I mean, we run some short break stuff here as well, so I'll mention it on Saturday to some of the students that come in.
So somebody comes along in their wheelchair, do they go up in the wheelchair or do they leave the wheelchair on the ground?
So the wheelchair is going to stay on the ground.
Right.
Yep. So they would get into a harness and then... Depending on what their abilities are, I mean, some people in wheelchairs have great upper body strength.
Yes.
And it just amazes me how well they can get up into the tree using their upper body. So it really depends on people's abilities.
Mm. Yeah. So do you climb with them or do you just instruct them or do you do both?
We do both. It depends on the people. Some people are really happy to go up by themselves. Other people would prefer us to go up with them and we can do either.
Right.
So, okay.
So you're not told to leap out of it like you would from a plane, then, with a parachute?
There's nothing so scary as that. I can't think of anything scarier.
No, me neither.
Well, I mean, I will ask you, we're going to take some music into the break in a minute, but do you need to get permission to climb trees?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So whoever owns the tree, we're going to need their permission. So in the case of Apley Park, it's the Isle of Wight Council.
I would have thought it would be, but yeah. I was just thinking, because, you wouldn't climb a tree in someone, when I was a young lad, you wouldn't climb a tree in someone's garden, but there was a forest around the corner. You'd just climb up anything that was available there.
Oh, the good old days, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think it's quite the same now.
I suppose you have to make sure as well the tree is safe to climb.
It's a big part of it, yeah. Yeah. So we look after our tree a lot, as I say. I'm a qualified arborist as well, so it gets regular inspection.
Ah, so you've got to have all these licences and insurances and
health
and safety checks, the works, yeah.
Yeah. The paperwork, it makes my head spin sometimes.
I bet it does.
Not my favourite part of the job.
No, I'm sure it is. It's no one's favourite part of the job unless you're good at paperwork. Right, now, we are still in conversation with, from Goodleaf Tree Climbing.
Yes.
Now, before the break, we were talking about you take safety very, very seriously, but you are trained in tree culture as well, in terms of, does the tree, or do you make sure you don't damage the tree when you're doing any of this sort of stuff?
Oh, that's really important to us, yeah. We are tree-friendly people. We don't have ropes rubbing over the top of branches, for instance. Mm. They'll go through pulleys. And we really, really want to look after our tree. And one of the reasons I set Goodleaf up was to share trees with people. So we want to get as many people as we can up trees and just get them to interact with nature and the outside world. That's really our core message.
They are quite magnificent, aren't they, trees? Particularly, you were saying it's a fine old oak, which is probably hundreds of years old, I guess. They usually are, aren't they?
Yeah, they can grow to grand old ages. So, our tree, we're guessing, is around about 200 years old.
Oh. Really?
Mm. Does it have a name?
No.
Oh. It's just called tree.
It's a nameless tree.
But no, it's interesting because... the other side of oaks is that we get squirrels bury the acorns in our garden. Every time I go and mow the lawn, there's little tiny oaks poking up everywhere because they forget where they put them. But they do last for a long time, so it's quite awe-inspiring to stand there and think, this tree is like four times my age or whatever it is, five times my age.
Yeah.
And it's seen so much.
Oh, they are magnificent, aren't they? And to think they have to stand for that long, and if something goes wrong and they can't just run away, they've got to stand there and take it, don't they?
Mm. Yeah.
And they do generally, don't they, to be fair?
Generally, yeah.
So
you want to get people there, and you've got an Apley Day, did you say?
Oh, yeah. So last year, the Friends of Apley put on the first ever Apley Day,
mm-hmm.
And it was a great success. We were there tree climbing. There was lots of outdoor stuff to do. So they're running it again this year. We're going to be tree climbing there once again, and I believe that's going to take place on June the 22nd.
Oh, wow. Good.
Okay. Excellent. I'll make a note of that. Because
so is it one of those things that you have to pay to get in, or you just turn up and...
No, it's totally free. Turn up and have a go at stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Don't have a go at stuff. So there's other things there as well, presumably. Not just
there's all sorts of things going on. I think there's storytelling for the youngsters.
Right.
Mm. Bubble making last year. Huge bubbles, as bigger than your head.
Well, that's always fun, isn't it?
Well, I've made a note of that, because if we can, we'll get someone down there to talk to some of the participants.
Talk to the tree.
We'll talk to the tree, but we'll I tell you what, we'd love to do. We'll get one of our reporters talking from the top of a tree.
Yeah, okay. That won't be me.
No.
I understand also you're starting some new classes for autistic people.
So, yeah, we have some autism-friendly climbs scheduled for this year as well.
All right.
So it'll be in a nice kind of quiet environment. If you're slightly autistic, then come on down and you want to come climb a tree, have a go. If it's for you, that's brilliant. If it's not for you, then you'll know.
At least you found out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Terrific. That's a good idea, isn't it?
It is.
When have you got those scheduled for? Do you know?
I wish I had the answer to that. Have a look on the website, I think, would be
okay.
The
website is always a good thing to mention. What is your website?
Oh, we're goodleaf.co.uk. If you Google tree climbing, you'll find us pretty easily. There's not many of us around.
I don't think there are there? I think you're the only one on the island, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so it's all down at Apley, and I can't imagine, although I'd probably be a bit scared, Being at the top of a magnificent tree on a lovely summer's day, it's got to be something else, isn't it?
I'd imagine it is, but I don't do well with heights.
We provide all the safety equipment for the people climbing as well, hard hats and whatever.
Hard hats and harnesses and ropes, yeah, it's all included. And we're, I got to put my hand up here. We are closed at the moment.
Yes,
because it's the middle of winter and it's
apparently,
quite nasty
yes.
out there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not at the moment, is it? It's a lovely day today.
Yeah, but yesterday wasn't nice at all.
Yeah. It should be the middle of winter at the moment. So
the tree is gaining its strength, ready for the season. Yeah.
When do you pick up then?
So we start, traditionally we start at Easter. That's when we kick off.
When the traditional holiday, the traditional tourist season starts.
Yeah. So we get some visitors through. And then we're in with lots of schools, so we do lots of schools for the next few months after that.
Well, that's a good idea. So how do people find you in Apley? Apart from looking for a great big oak tree.
Look for people climbing a tree. We have had a clever person put us on Google Maps, and it has the street view thing. That's the name of it. So you can even tour up to our tree virtually on Google Maps now.
Wow.
But basically go to the website and you'll find out more details.
Yeah, everything's on there, videos and all the information you need.
And you will do, if asked, you will do corporate tree climbing.
Yeah. If you want to...
As a team building day.
Find out about your team and see how they react
at
height.
That's got to be a laugh, isn't it? A team building day climbing a tree. That's different to throwing balls around in a studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or a classroom.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. So just give us that website once again then, Paul.
So we're at goodleaf.co.uk.
Goodleaf.co.uk. You can find all you want to know
magic.
About tree climbing. See if you want to have a go yourself. And hopefully we'll see you on at Apley Day on the 22nd of June, if not before.
We'll see you up a tree, I hope.
Yes, indeed we will. Well, I don't know if you'll see me up a tree, but I've got a young lady in mind.
Yes.
Who would love to climb
a
tree.
Is she listening?
I don't know. There are two young ladies that could climb a tree.
Right,
we'll see.
Fair enough.
One of them, their mother, will probably never forgive me.
No.
The other one, I don't think will tell her mother that you're going to climb a tree.
No.
Thank you very much for coming in, Paul. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Well, thanks for having me in for the chat.
It's
and we'll drag you back in later in the year to see how your summer's been and talk about a bit more about trees and things.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.